Glenn, I don't really know where to start with assessing that game, because as I was just talking to Eddie just a moment ago, you seem to be involved centrally in everything for Bournemouth today.
I tried to get in the ball and sort of link the play and then find my way into the box for the deliveries. But it was an interesting afternoon.
You look really disappointed. Talk us through the penalty. Did you feel you just didn't hit it well enough, or did you feel you did hit it well enough? It was just a great save.
I think it was probably a good height for the goalkeeper, but he's guessed right and he's done his job for the afternoon, to be fair to him.
Do you feel it's dampened your day after that terrific start in the first half?
Yeah, obviously I'd rather walk off with two than one, but on the positive note, it is nice to get my my Bournemouth goal scoring off to a start.
What was that like, that moment?
It was nice when the ball hits the back of the net. That's what it's all about.
And in terms of opportunities, obviously it was your first start as well. So far you've been restricted to only substitute appearances.
Yeah, and it's taken me a while to understand the way we play. It's a lot different to my previous club, but I'm slowly but surely getting there.
In what way is it different?
We build attacks slower, we keep the ball for longer. We were more of a counter-attacking team, I feel, at Crystal Palace. But, like I say, I'm adapting slowly but surely.
The game hinged on quite a key moment right at the end of that first half involving your goalkeeper, Artur Boric, because from a position of supremacy in the game, it almost had a feeling at half-time of real deflation. Is that a fair thing to say?
It's just all part and parcel of the game, to be honest. We're all going to make personal errors at some point during the season. Like you see me make one in the second half. But, I mean, as far as Art is concerned, he rescued us second half, midway through the second half. He made a save that would have put them 2-1 up. So it will even itself out, and we've all got to take it on the chin.
Some big games on the horizon now for Bournemouth, Manchester City, Tottenham and Southampton over the next few weeks. Critical games and some critical points to play for.
Yeah, very difficult games, but that's what you get in the Premier League. You come up against those sides, and they're almost like free games. I mean, I don't think anyone expects us to go to Manchester City and win or places like that. So they're almost free games where we can go, and anything we get a bonus.